Good evening and welcome to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Plenty of music on the programme tonight. We opened up the show tonight with Enya and May It Be. And now we're going to continue on with All Along the Wild Atlantic Way with Aoife Scott. Then we're going to have Celtic Woman talking about going home. Then we have The Waterboys, Fisherman's Blues. The N17 by Tulu McKay. Of course, that song made famous by the Saw Doctors. Then we have Big Tom and the GNR Steam Train. And we finish this set with Teddy O'Neill from the late Dolores Keane.
Atlantic way. When we saw my first steam train. She was standing at the station with her smoke stacked back and tall. And she left her Aunt Skillen heading on to Donegal. Now the first time that I rode this train, oh, how my pure heart bled. I was just another emigrant on my way to Ballyhead. I was leaving home that morning to seek fortune and fame. So I left Castlebladie on the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time. As I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. Carried trade and livestock from factories and from fairs. She also took the pilgrims to Lothair to say the prayers. Going to an Ulster fine, she was really loaded down. As she steamed away through Ballybay to the game of Clones Town. Now Taylor's Tunnel is no more and the footbridge is now gone. There's a row of red brick houses where the railway gates once swung. There are many men in Blaney who wish they were kids again. You could flare from court and lose your heart from the GNR steam train. The farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time. As I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train. And on her final journey, she was shunted to the side. The people mourned her passing like a dear friend who had died. I saw big men brokenhearted, their tears that fell like rain, when they said goodbye forever to the GNR steam train. So Boxcar, blow your whistle and imitate your train. GNR or Western Union, to me they're both the same. They're now a part of history, but the memories remain. How I'd like to stop and listen to the whistle of the train. Farmers working in the fields, they always knew the time. As I listened to her whistle as she thundered down the line. She took many folk away from home and brought them back again. But now she's gone forever, that GNR steam train.
I dreamt all last the time. It was come for my love to depart. Oh, I cried like a child. Oh, goodbye to you, Teddy. With a tear on my cheek that is stolen my heart. He said,
I hope you're enjoying the selection of music on tonight's show. Ireland Calling, brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. You're listening to us in Auckland on Planet FM, Christchurch on Plains FM, Kapiti Coast Radio in Wellington, and Wellington Access Radio. And a special welcome to everybody joining us on planetaudio.org.nz. We're going to continue on now with another selection of music, and this time we're going to start the selection off with Christy Moore and Bright Blue Rose. Then we're going to have Passage West from Dervish, and then Tommy Fleming, Goodbye My Old Friend, and then we've got Enya with Storms in Africa, and Lumiere, The West's Awake. And then we've got Johnny McAvoy with the ballad of John Williams, and Sean Keane and his lovely version of There Were Roses.
Black water without once submerging onto the banks of an urban morning that hungers the first light much, much more than the mountains ever do. And she, like a ghost beside me, goes down with the ease of a dolphin and emerges unlearned and shamed and harmed. For she is the perfect creature, a natural in every feature, and I am the geek with the alchemist's stone. You must discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. Forget-me-nots among the snow, it's always been, and so it goes. To ponder is debt, and is life eternally. Discover, for all who seek to understand, for having left the path of others, you find a very special hand. And it is a holy thing, and it is a precious time, and it is the only way. get me nuts among the snow. It's always been, and so it goes, to ponder his debt and his life eternally. One bright blue rose outlives all those 2,000 years, and still it goes to ponder his debt and his life eternally. shoulders. Embedded in the past. Let go of it all. No more tears or laughter. You're ready for the road that takes you home at last. Meet again some
As you know, this year is the 100th anniversary of the sinking of the great Titanic. I'm not going to tell you all the story of the Titanic, you know very well. It's linked so much to this city, this great city up here. But I wrote this song about a young man by the name of John Williams. The song came to me one night, or early one morning, I should say, traveling across the country about 70 miles an hour in a red transit van. John Williams appeared out of nowhere, and I wrote the song in the back of the van. Now, if you look at the passenger lists of the Titanic, survivors, or those who died, you won't find John Williams there. But you might find somebody like him. And on a dark night, if you listen very carefully, you might hear his voice calling across the ocean. The Ballad of John Williams. When last I saw John Williams, a young man full of pride, to have his bride of just 4 days stand shyly by his side, he laughed and slapped me on the back, said, "Boy, oh, can't you see? I've seen the last of windswept bogs and bogs, the last of me. And the tailors and the landlords and the risings of the moon. And if ever I turn again, twill be to bloody strewn. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, wife, sail away into the night. Where they'll end up, no one knows. Round and round the story goes." Said, "My friend, I'll take my chance in far off New York town. They say there's lots of work there, and a good man won't stay down. For with my lassie by my side, we'll build a better home. And when the sea trips over, lad, we never more will roam. So we said farewell upon the quay. There was nothing left to do but to pray for John and his lovely bride, that their dreams might all come true. Rich man, poor man, beggar man, wife, sailed away into the night. Where they'll end up, no one knows. Round and round the story goes." John Williams and your lovely fair-haired bride, to be sailing on that mighty ship across the ocean wide. For she's the finest lighter that was ever built by man, and they say there's not can sink her, no, not even God's own hand. Man's pride can be his own downfall. That great ship sailed from home, but I thought I heard the banshees cry that chilled me to the bone. Rich man, beggar man, wife, sailed away into the night. Where they'll end up, no one knows. Round and round the story goes. Round and round the story goes.
Evening, it's not to make you sad, nor for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern lands. But lately I've been thinking and it just won't leave my mind. I'll tell you of two friends one time who were both good friends of mine. Isaac Scott from Benny, he lived just across the fields. A great man for the music and the dancing and the reels. MacDonald came from South Armagh to Fortune Agnes Fair. And we'd often meet on the Ryan Road and laughter fill the air. There were roses, roses, there were roses. And the tears of the people ran together. He was Protestant and Sean was Catholic born, but it never made a difference, for their friendship it was strong. And sometimes in the evening when we heard the sound of drums, we said they won't divide us, we always will be one. Now the land our fathers ploughed in, the soil it is the same, and the places where we say our prayers have just got different names. We talked about the friends who died, we hoped there'd be no more. It was little then we realized the tragedy in store. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. It was on a Sunday morning when the awful news came round. Another killing had been done just outside Camden Town. We knew that Isaac danced up there, we knew he liked the band. But when we heard that he was dead, just could not understand. Gathered at the graveside on a cold and rainy day, the minister, he closed his eyes and for no revenge he prayed. And those of us who knew him from along the Rhine Road bowed our heads and said a prayer for the rescue of his soul. There were roses, roses, there were roses, and the tears of the people ran together. Now fear had filled the countryside, there was fear in every home. Late at night a car came prowling round the Byron Road. A Catholic would be killed tonight to even up the score. What Christ did young MacDonald they have taken from the door. Isaac was my friend, he cried, he begged him with his tears. But centuries of hatred of ears I cannot hear. An eye for an eye, it was all that filled their minds. And another eye for another eye, till everyone is blind. There were roses, roses, and the tears of the people ran together. My song for you this evening, it's not to make you sad, not for adding to the sorrows of our troubled northern land.